Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. How you doing? This is Sam Tolley. You know, chess is a fantastic game. It's a game of strategy. It's a game of intelligence. And most importantly, it's a game of deception. When you make your moves, you want to get your opponent so focused on the moves that you make that they don't realize that the moves that you're really trying to make. They don't realize that all the time you're trying to set them up for defeat so your king can take final control. In this episode of Trusting the Truth, we're talking a little bit about the LA riots and the useful idiots. When I say useful idiots, it is people that go whole hog trying to support a given cause, not realizing that, in fact, they are pawns being used for deception. I'll give you a case in point. Gays for Gaza. There are many people of the LGBTQ variety in the United States and other places that are rooting for Gaza, trying to get down with Israel, trying to condemn them and lift up the Palestinian people, never realizing or understanding that if the Palestinians were to get complete control of Gaza or the Jewish homeland, after they got rid of all the Jews, they would get rid of all the LGBT crowd. They wouldn't tolerate it for 1 minute. All those people that would support them would be gone. Just like we have in the United States in this riot in LA in particular, useful idiots, people that are standing up supporting this protest against ICE. You know, they've made a government entity, ICE, the Immigration Customs and Enforcement Agency, into a monster. This agency that, along with other agencies, is supposed to help and protect the American people. And we have United States citizens that have been dumbed down, that are so stupid, and they've become nothing more than useful idiots. We have a news media that helps perpetrate it by going around saying that these are peaceful demonstrations. We have politicians that do the same thing. Listen to what Mr. Cory Booker had to say.
The reality is we see peaceful protests launching in Los Angeles. And again, any violence against police officers should not be accepted. Local authorities can handle that. But remember, a lot of these peaceful protests are being generated because the President of the United States is sowing chaos and confusion by arresting people who are showing up for their immigration hearings, who are trying to abide by the law.
Number one, Mr. Trump ran since his very first term in trying to secure the border and sending back people that didn't belong here. Number two, his priority this term is to first get those thousands of murderers and illegal aliens, criminals out of the country. But number three, the American people shouldn't be concerned about ICE doing what they're supposed to do. That is their job, to protect us. And yet, we have people that are trying to make them into monsters. you know, the the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, this woman who, if you recall, was gone to Ghana. I think it was Ghana during the riots. I mean, the fire when the place was burning down. Now she's sitting over here talking about how she's upset with the president. Look at what she wrote. This morning, we received reports of federal immigration enforcement action in multiple locations in Los Angeles. As mayor of a proud city of immigrants who contribute to our city in so many ways, I am deeply angered by what has taken place. These tactics sow terror in our communities and disrupt basic principles of safety in our city. My office is in close coordination with immigration rights organizations. We will not stand for this. Now here, this the mayor, all this anarchy going on in the city. She's not standing up for the citizens of the city. She's standing up for people who legally cannot vote for her. It makes no sense. It makes no sense that the politician that was voted for by the citizens of the city is not even considering the citizens of the city, not even considering the nation whose laws she's supposed to support, the federal laws. And the state and city laws do not supersede federal laws. But she's sitting over here talking about she won't stand for what's going on with the federal government. You know, another person who has the same attitude is Maxine Waters. Now, Maxine Waters has one of the poorest bases of constituents in the state. She's been in office for over 30 years. And they're still poor. Their status is between 10 and 15 toward the bottom. And it has never improved. I, for the life of me, don't know why people keep reelecting people like Maxine Waters. She's out there, the same thing, looking for folks that couldn't vote for her. Look at this.
And he's using deportation as a way to enhance his position with all of those right-wingers out there who do not want this country to be a country of people coming from other places. It's outrageous, it is horrible, and we've got to make sure that we do everything that we possibly can, because I think he's up to creating martial law. He even alluded to
the National Guard here.
What do you think about
the National Guard for what?
What do you think about the National Guard being here, Trump deploying them and not our own governor?
Well, the thing about it is, I don't know why they're here with guns. Whom are they going to shoot and for what? Are you going to shoot a kid running away just because they're afraid of them? Are you going to shoot a protester because you don't like what they're saying? Are you? Oh, why the guns? Why are these guns here? That's my question. I don't get why the guns have to be here. We're a sanctuary city. We know Trump doesn't like us. We know that he's going to try to use us as an example. He's going to try to goad us so that he has a martial law. He even alluded to civil war at one point in talking about this issue.
Remember, this is the woman during Trump's first term was talking about, if you see somebody at this administration at a restaurant or a gas station or whatever, I'm paraphrasing, to pretty much disrupt their life, to don't tolerate them. This is that woman. You know, and now she's complaining because this city is being overrun, graffiti everywhere. I was watching clips yesterday of people standing over an overpass on the freeway, pelting police cars with rocks. Now, the National Guard that has come to LA as of this filming They were just surrounding federal buildings so they didn't get burned up and destroyed like what was happening. I think it was either in Portland or Seattle during, what was that, the Summer of Love? You know, or when these people, you know, had their own little community that the for a while that I think it was Portland, but I didn't check it out. Anyway, they were letting these people have their little area cordoned off and they were governing themselves and somebody ended up dead. They were making sure that the federal buildings are protected. But these people are government officials are conveniently ignoring federal law. And I'm going to show you what's going on. Like I said, when I talked about chess in the beginning, I'll tell you what I'm talking about when I get toward the end. But everybody's not happy about these folks. Everybody doesn't think that this is a good idea, that we're just letting people run all over the city. Everybody that's a citizen and a minority doesn't look forward to or think it's a good idea. You know, Antoine Daniels, I think, look at this little clip he put up.
Bro, I am trying my hardest to understand why the ICE protesters, some of them, are going around and waving their country flag, but yet they won't go home. You're burning up American flags and waving your country's flags, but yet you're in America protesting against ICE. I don't understand it. Go back home. Deport them all. No excuses no more. Seriously. And Governor Gavin Newsom, he needs to be arrested. I don't understand it. I really don't. For all you liberals, Democrats, whatever you want to call yourself, if you do not like America, deport yourself or allow ICE to deport you. It's simple. These people are hypocrites too, because Obama deported way more illegal immigrants than Trump. Where was the outrage? Again, where was the outrage? It doesn't make any sense to me.
The reason that it doesn't make any sense is because it's nonsensical. It's stupid. It's dumb. Everything that you see happening and taking place right now. And again, think about all of the liberals. Think about the 92% that actually stood up for these people. Think about the people that was against closed off borders, because this isn't something new. This isn't something that Trump just came up with. Trump has been advocating for closing off our borders since he got into office. And now that he actually is executing on a thing that he promised, because we so used to politicians lying to us, not actually delivering on the promises and the things that they said that they're going to do, we're used to that. But now that we have somebody that actually delivers on their promises and is getting these people up out of here, now everybody is in an uproar. And you know what they're doing? Destroying LA. They are destroying LA. Man, I'm telling you, if I didn't have a daughter that I had to attend to, I would be out there covering that junk on the ground. They are absolutely destroying it. They throwing stuff at the National Guard. Trump had to send the National Guard into Los Angeles to prevent them from absolutely burning down the city. And you've heard nothing from Gavin Newsom. Karen Bass is advocating for practically doxing ICE agents that are arresting illegal migrants, who the people that they arrested, the majority of them had crimes that they had perpetuated here in the United States of America. Are we rocking with that?
Yeah, Karen Bass was talking about doxing agents. You know, agents that is working for the American people. And of course, like I said, Cory Booker and many of these people talking about how peaceful these demonstrations are. Peaceful? Would you call this peaceful? Standing up on burnt out cars, you know, just mobs of people. I'm sure you've seen all the footage of people on the freeways just overtaking it. I mean, these people standing up here waving flags from different countries. How is this America? How does this represent our nation? You know, look at this. We got this fella running around in a circle. And by the way, in California, it's illegal to drive around on a motorcycle without a helmet. But, you know, when you have riots, anything goes, just like in the Summer of Love with George Floyd, when they had the riot and you couldn't be on, you couldn't go anywhere, and you had to have social distancing, and you had to have, you know, only stay 6 feet away from the next person when you went to the store with the mask on. They let people walk up and down the street and riot all day long. They didn't try to stop any of that. Just like this fellow. I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but they heard that at one point in time, Karen Bass took the authority away from the police as far as what action to take. And I believe it, because when I was watching this freeway overpass and looked like at least 20 police cars underneath this thing and plenty of people up above are just pelting the cars with rocks, boulders, smashing them. And this guy he was putting incendiary devices on there, trying to set them on fire. And the police was just way back, letting it happen. Just letting it happen. So these are people that are trying. And by the way, like I said, the National Guard was just standing in front of government buildings. They weren't out here. They weren't out there doing anything at that point in time. But these citizens, I guess they're citizens, or these illegal aliens or whatever they are, I think they're more likely communists, Antifa, and BLM. They were sitting out here setting cars on fire, people waving these Mexican flags and whatnot. You know, it's amazing. You know, you got all these people that want to wave these flags of a country that they don't want to be in. That should tell you something. Why are people waving flags for a country that they don't want nothing to do with? How many times have you ever seen a riot happen in Mexico with a bunch of folks waving American flags? Have you ever seen that? I doubt it. See, the problem is, as long as you have people willing to vote for these elected officials that let mess like this happen, that give people access to poverty, you will have poverty pimps in government and in the pulpits. When I say access to poverty, I'm talking about you bring in more and more people and you put them on the government dole. You get them addicted to the government so that the government becomes their daddy and their mama, and then the government can move them around like they want to on a chessboard, just like I said. That's what happens. These people are just part of the chessboard. They're just part of what's going on, and I believe it's just a part of the communist infiltration of this nation. You know, nothing has changed from the policies of the former Soviet Union when it comes to the United States, except for the fact that you have many of these folks that are homegrown communists. They're not just in the former Soviet Union or whatever. You know, I refer to Cleon Skolson's 45 things that the communist goals that they had that they wanted to implement in America. I've referred to many of them before, and I'm going to refer to a few of them right now. Like I said, when we began this conversation, chess is a game of deception, but it's also a game of war. And we're being played chess. And unfortunately, we have way too many Americans that are ignorant of chess, that are ignorant of deception, that are completely ignorant of what's going on in our nation. Let's look at communist goal number 31. It says, belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. Now, there's a few modifications to that that's going on now. But if you can remember, didn't we have this 1619 project a few years ago that said that the United States was not created in 1776, but in 1619 when these slave ships came in? You know, it's been, the woman won, I believe, a Pulitzer Prize for it. But the whole thing has been debunked as nonsense. But yet you still have a bunch of folks that believe this sort of thing. So you get rid of American history, you belittle our country as being sovereign or worth protecting. You uproot its foundations. And then you get the people to start believing nonsense. Let's look at another one. Let's go to number 33. In number 33, it says, eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Anybody with any sense, and I've heard politicians, I've heard non-liberal news pundits, and I've heard many people say that every time they see these riots, they see the same people. And in many of these riots, the locales, just like we were burning up Minnesota, burning up parts of California, just like yesterday, they don't enforce the law. California just recently got rid of a stupid law where they allowed anybody to steal anything they want under $1,000 because it was bankrupting the state. People lost so much money that businesses were closing down, so businesses couldn't pay taxes. But here we go again. The laws that everyone should abide by are being ignored, or they certainly were being ignored this weekend. And the procedures. And what? And when the president wants the governor and the mayor to get control of the situation, they blame the president for the situation and then say that this is what he wants. This is what he wants. So he can call martial law, so he can take control. Well, the fact of it is, he may have to do it because these people don't have control. They don't want it. They want the anarchy, just like they want the government dependency. So they use the laws that are beneficial to their political agenda, and they ignore the laws that don't help it. And the procedures. It is simple. It is true. And the American people ought to pay attention to what's going on. Let's look at number 35. Like I said, this is a chess game. But it's a chess game on real life. And we need to pay attention to what's going on. Number 35. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Now, when this was brought on the record, the congressional record, it was in 1963. So today, they want to get rid of ICE. The FBI isn't so much the problem right now. But ICE, that's the enforcement arm to take care of the border situation. So they've made ICE the bad guy. They've made ICE the boogeyman, and that boogeyman must be condemned. When I look back at some of the prior rules or goals, number 18 was gain control of all student newspapers. Number 20, infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, and policymaking. 21, gain control of key positions in radio, television, and motion pictures. I'm giving you these to show you the media. You know, that they, every time you turn around, they try to blame the Trump administration for this. And the useful idiots go right along with it. Oh, well, what did you expect to happen? Well, what did you expect to happen when you let 10 to 15 million people cross our border in the last 4 years? And now these same useful idiots are complaining because we're trying to get them out. And then they have many of these judges are talking about each and every one of these people should have a hearing in court, that they have their constitutional rights. Well, what about the American people's constitutional rights to have a secure nation, to not have to pay for people that don't belong here? They didn't make each one of those folks that they let in go to court to get in here. So why do we have to let each one of those folks go to court to get out? It will take more than 4 years to even see those many court cases adjudicated. No, this is a game of chess, like I said. And these people are using the chessboard strategically against the American people. It might be a Cloward and Piven move. Let's overwhelm the situation, you know, bring so many people on the social dole that it collapses. Then they won't have any choice but to take over and have a new government. Then you'll have totalitarianism is what they want. They don't want the former government we have. They want the communist rule. But people have been so brain dead. People have lost the capacity of understanding their rights and their responsibilities of citizenship. They don't know. They're not teaching it in the schools. And the schools are controlled by the teachers' union. And the teachers' union is more concerned about teaching kids how to have sex than they are about teaching them what their responsibilities are as a citizen. I mean, it is amazing. It is amazing that these developments are taking place because we have allowed it to happen. We citizens, many folks, and what is sad is we've got down to these camps, these camps that have gotten so segmented that as an American citizen, our nation should come before party. And we should agree that the laws should be exercised. When the Democrats were in control, they were all for no one is above the law. They said it all the time. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case anymore, that no one is above the law. Seems like anyone that wants to be above the law is welcome to be above the law if they're not a conservative. We have one more to look at, and that is rule number, I believe it's 42. Let's get there. Rule number 42. Let me get some of these other rules out of here. This is a very interesting one. I want to get more stuff out so I can see easier. Create the impression, isn't that something? That violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of American culture. Excuse me, let me back it up. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. That students and special interest groups, and I'll say Antifa and BLM and the like, should rise up and use unified force to solve economic, political, or social problems. So here these people are. They are advocating anarchy, mob rule, They're advocating that we do not pay attention to the law. The same group of folks used to say no one's above the law. Because the citizens of this nation, many of them, have decided that the country is not more important than my side winning. And in the meantime, while this country is being choked, while it's being eviscerated from within, the communists, the secularists, the humanists, and those that are looking for our destruction are on the rise, ready to pick up the pieces once we implode. This is what they want. But the citizens have gotten dumbed down. They've gotten unpatriotic. It should be not acceptable to watch people running around here with flags of another country, you know, talking about how we should not get people out of here that don't belong here. It should be totally unacceptable that we're going to sit around here and let illegal aliens dictate the terms of our citizenship. It should be unacceptable that we have so-called leaders in power that's sitting over here not obeying the law. It should be unacceptable that we, Americans, why should we? We need to start standing up for America again. We need to start acting like the stars and the stripes mean something. We need to quit allowing the communists, the secularists, the humanists, the LGBT, and anyone else to start being in the forefront. We need to kick them out, and our citizenship should be first. I'm an American citizen. First and foremost, I am a Christian who happens to be a black man. But I'm an American. I believe in the Constitution. I believe what this nation stands for. And I understand what's going on. I understand that there's an enemy, the ultimate one being Satan. And there's other enemies that want to destroy this country. If you believe like I believe, then you need to stand up for America. If you believe like I believe, then you need to quit being silent. You need to not allow complacency to be your watchman. You need to quit allowing evil people to just run amok. You need to quit voting for folks who don't stand for your values. You need to stand for decency, for humanity, for godliness, and for the United States of America. And all these people that came here, that didn't belong here, they need to go back home. They need to go back home and clean up their own house. And we need to clean up ours and take care of ours. God gave it to us. That don't mean that we step on people, but that don't mean that we allow people to step on us. We need to take care of the nation that we have, the United States of America. This is Sam Tolley, and I'm out.